Hi, I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and today I want to talk to you about how to win as a Democrat in Kentucky. Okay, before we get started, I want to remind you that if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel by clicking the subscribe button below so you can be notified of all of our videos. You can also get Bruce's take in one of three ways. You can watch it on YouTube or on our website. You can listen to it as a podcast on any podcast player of your choice. Or you can join Forward Kentucky at the Patron Plus level or higher and have it sent to you right in your inbox as an email, which means sometimes people would rather read it than listen to it or watch it. Okay, so let's talk about how to win in Kentucky as a Democrat. I hear all the time that there's no hope for Kentucky ever turning blue or even purple. So let's talk about what that means. What that means is that you believe that having a D by your name is the most important determinant of whether somebody's going to vote for you or not. I will tell you that from experience in other states and even in this state, that's not always true. We could talk to some people in Virginia about what happened in the last election in their rural areas where a number of Democrats won because they didn't talk about being a Democrat. They talked about the issues that mattered to the people there. And I guarantee that the same approach would work in many places in Kentucky. We recently ran a story on the website about policies that enjoy widespread bipartisan support. If you come out as a candidate and make a point of talking about these things, it will make a difference. Let me give you an example. Restricting utility companies from passing unreasonable costs on to consumers. Everybody's going to be interested in that. Everybody's going to support that. Requiring employers to provide their full-time employees a minimum of 2 weeks of paid time off. Don't you think most people would support that? How about this one? Capping super PAC donations at $5,000 per donor. Now, some people may not care because they don't follow politics closely enough, but for many people that would be important. What about this? A gas rebate by taxing oil companies' unusually high profits during this crisis. Suppose that you told people that you would support sending a gas rebate check to everybody in the state due to the windfall profits that gas companies are making. And here's one that I guarantee you will hit home. Capping people's childcare costs at 7% of their household income. Now, obviously, that would require all sorts of other systems around it to make sure that the childcare centers got what they needed. But capping childcare costs at 7%, everybody would go, yes. Now, you're asking, okay, what are we talking about bipartisan? All right, the very first one I quoted you, restricting utility companies from passing unreasonable costs on to consumers, is supported by 70% of Republicans, right? These are all policies that Republicans support. You need to call out the fact that Republicans consistently do things that harm everyday people, and we want to stand up for those everyday people, and we want to make a difference in the way their lives work. Capping childcare costs, getting a gas rebate, keeping your utility company from screwing you. These are all things that Democrats can stand for, should stand for, I hope do stand for, and they are all things that are going to make people listen to you out on the stump. Now, I'm not saying that it's some sort of magic wand. You say these three or four things and it's going to suddenly make everybody vote for you. No, but there's a reason that Bernie Sanders and AOC and some other people like that get so much attention. It's because it's obvious they are not bought and sold by people in three-piece suits in expensive conference rooms. It's obvious that they know that everyday people need help. And if you want to talk about what's happened in a nearby state, go talk. I'm going to mention it again. Go talk to some of the people in Virginia who ran local people who knew what it's like to get dirt under their fingernails, and they stood up and made a point of standing for the people in their area who needed help. That's what you need to do to win as a Democrat. You don't need to be pussyfooting around about the issues. You don't need to be hiding from the D after your name. You need to stand up and say, we are for people who need help. We are for the working people. We are for everyday people who are playing by the rules and trying to make it work. And that's why you should vote for us, because I am not bought and sold, and I will stand up for you. That's how you win as a Democrat in Kentucky. It's time for us to start doing that. It's time for us to be clear about the fact that we're not going to stand up for the corporations. We're going to stand up for the workers and everyday people, because they're the ones who need somebody standing up for them. All right, that's my thoughts. You're welcome to comment below or on the website, forwardky.com. If you're not a member, I hope you'll go there and become a member. We have a free membership. We have paid memberships. If you want to get my Bruce's takes in your email, you need to become a paid member at the Patron Plus level and sign up for it. That's it for today. I'll be back soon.